Across the country today, most government offices, schools, and businesses did reopen. But life for most Americans is far from a return to normal, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Across the country, people are trying to absorb the full horror of what happened. On buses and trains, commuters pored over newspaper accounts of the attacks. In offices and shops, people talked around water coolers and lunch counters, hoping to understand the sudden act of terrorism. In Seattle, Palmer Lee, a construction worker, says it's difficult to go back to his normal routine.
2 days ago even, you know, we were all out here having a good time, and today it's a little bit more somber mood. I mean, a lot of people died.
Kitty Maynard says everything in Seattle seems surreal.
It's so beautiful outside, and yet it's so sad, and I really did feel like people were just going through the motions.
As the bloody images of yesterday's attacks are constantly replayed on television, people have been trying to find comfort. There were candlelight vigils in towns and on campuses. Many people are turning to their faith to find an answer. In Salt Lake City, a concert by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir turned into a memorial service that included patriotic songs. Services at churches, synagogues, and mosques are well attended as people prayed for the victims of the terrorist attacks and an overriding desire to help. Reverend Gerald Collins, the director of disaster response for Catholic Charities, says he's received hundreds of calls and emails from people all over the country.
People want to volunteer their time. They want to donate money. They want to donate items to feed the workers, to distribute food and clothing. There was a construction worker in Kansas who had indicated that he would be willing to help by removing debris around the World Trade Center.
Doctors, nurses, and mental health workers are also offering their services wherever they're needed. Dr. Terrence Kohler, a clinical psychologist in Chicago, says people often feel better when they can do something.
Even if you're in the middle of the country, you're afraid. The people that I'm talking to are saying that how frightened they were that maybe the Sears Tower would be hit, and I think it's stimulated a lot of fear in people, and one of the ways to conquer some of that fear is to get active.
There's been a brisk trade in guns and ammunition in some parts of Texas since yesterday's attacks, fueled in part by rumors that martial law might be imposed and the gun shops might not be open for long. Joe McBride is the owner of McBride's Gun Shop in Austin, Texas.
We have seen a trend toward some people stockpiling ammunition, either shotgun ammunition or pistol ammunition primarily, but a normal purchase might be one or two boxes. Let me have 10 boxes.
But the fighting spirit is also playing out in a more passive and patriotic manner. From Bangor to San Bernardino, American flags are hanging from homes, businesses, and car aerials. Marjorie Wells manages the Ace Hardware store in Kansas City. She says she sold more than 150 flags in the past day.
People were just coming left to right. There were school children. There was some past military people, of course. There was older people coming in. This was just people coming in because they wanted to show their patriotism.
One flag seller says flying the stars and stripes is just the right thing to do, to show his faith in America and his grief for the victims. Jackie Northam, NPR News,